بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، نشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصني، وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا تغضب، فردد مرارا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تغضب، أوصني لا تغضب، أوصني لا تغضب، أوصني لا تغضب. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس الشديد بالسرعة، إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. ليس الشديد بالسرعة، إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our own souls. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided, and whomever Allah the Almighty leads to stray cannot be guided aright. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship besides Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, is Allah's messenger and his servant. Dear brothers and sisters, today's khutbah, this sermon, is based on an experience during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person, a man, came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Awsini, advise me." And the Prophet said, "La taghdab, do not become angry." Faraddada mirara, and this man continued to repeat, "Awsini, advise me." And every time he repeated the question, the Prophet said, La taghdab, do not become angry. My khutbah today is based on that conversation that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with that man. And my advice to you, brothers and sisters alike, La taghdab, do not become angry. And the second hadith that I like to leave you with, brothers and sisters, is the statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Laysa ash-shadidu bis-sur'a." The strong person is not the person who can wrestle someone to the ground. In the mashadid, verily the strong person, alladhi, is the one, yamliku nafsa in al-ghadab, is the person who can control themselves when they're angry. This is the khutbah. And if, brothers and sisters, you leave today with more self-control of your anger, then inshallah we've done our job. La taghdab, do not become angry. In the mashadidu, in laysa shadidu bisur'a, in the mashadidu alladhi yamliku nafsahu عند الغضب. The strong person is not the person who can wrestle people to the ground, but the strong person is that person who can control themselves when they're angry. Our brothers and sisters, all of us have examples of people we know who get very angry. In fact, there's a recent event in this city, in Brooklyn, New York. Hasidim ran over an African-American child, 7 years old, and 2 children. One of them wound up dying, and the people became very angry, and you know the rest, the result of the anger. And people become angry, they take revenge, other people die, riots can happen. This is as a result of someone being angry. I want to say this, brothers and sisters, before we begin, leadership. And all of you as Muslims represent leadership for the people. Because you are the people, inshallah, God willing, with guidance. Never incite the people. Except you incite the people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have irresponsible leadership. Who take advantage of the anger of people. And they incite them to riot. And then these leaders leave them and go to privacy and comfort. And they leave the people to wander around to do bad things. This is not responsible leadership. This statement, la taghdab, don't become angry, is important to know, brothers and sisters. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, don't ever become angry. And there's a difference between don't ever become angry and don't become angry. What the Prophet is saying, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are some times when we are angry when we shouldn't be angry. It's inappropriate. In that case, la taghdab. Don't become angry. But if you must become angry, إِنَّمَا شَدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسِ عِنْدَ الْغَدَبِ. The strong person is he who can control himself when he's angry. So the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is not saying don't ever get angry. But brothers and sisters, there are times when you must get angry. In fact, if you are alert, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world, He gets angry. What is your evidence? Al-Quran. 17 times a day we say, اِهْدِنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us on the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرُ مَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرُ مَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Guide us on the straight path, the path on those on which you have given your ni'mah, your blessings. Not on the path of those whom your anger is over. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you this, if you're not sure about it. The Jews will get everything that they deserve. Do I mean every Jew? No. Because the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry are the Jews who received the revelation, Al-Torah, and did not take the responsibility of the Torah, and now on the earth, 16 to 17 million Jews, cursed by the tongue of Dawood, Prophet Dawood and Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take it or let it alone. And the danger, brothers and sisters, is that the Muslims are heading down the same course, some of us, as the Jews. And we will get the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gets angry. In fact, brothers and sisters, one day soon, Allah is going to be angry, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more angry than he has ever been, ever in history. And more angry than he will ever be. And that is Yawm al-Qiyamah, when some people are thrown into the hellfire. And some of them, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, will not come out of that hellfire. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is none of us. So Allah gets angry. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets angry. Read hadith. One of the times he got most angry, I mentioned this 2 weeks ago. One of the Sahaba came to complain to the Messenger of Allah. He told the Messenger that I keep away from the Salatul Fajr in the Masjid. Why? Because the Imam, when he recites the Quran, he recites a long, long chapter of Quran. Long chapter. and I become tired. So because of that, I keep away from the Salat al-Fajr at the masjid. And the Prophet, according to this hadith, mutafiqun alayh, Bukhari and Muslim hadith, authentic, the Prophet became so angry, and he admonished that imam, that among the people are those who are busy, those who are weak, and old, and sick. So when you pray in congregation, don't make the chapter recitation so long, so the people become bored. And brothers and sisters, we must remember, many of us even don't even speak Arabic language, and becomes more and more difficult. So the Prophet, he got angry. Look at this hadith. One day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into his own house, and his beloved Aisha radiallahu anha was there. And when he walked in the house, his face turned red with anger. And said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, what is the matter?" And he explained to her that the angels do not visit homes where there are dogs or pictures. And she had put a picture on the wall. And so Aisha radiallahu anha, to appease the anger of the Messenger of Allah, tore up the picture. So, la taghdab, do not become angry, is not an absolute statement. Not saying don't ever become angry. But the anger that you must have must be appropriate. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you one example and then we're going to close. About 2 years ago, we read, A'udhu Billah, of a man who took his baby and killed the baby. And the reason he killed the baby was making too much noise. He got angry, furious, mad, majnoon. And he killed the baby, inappropriate anger. And sometimes, brothers, husbands and wives are inappropriate in their anger. We should say to them, la taghdab. When you see your wife, brother, becoming so angry, unnecessarily, unwarranted, say, la taghdab, do not become angry. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. And about. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, I want to warn this community as Muslims. We live in a very dangerous time. I was driving down the street recently, last week, down Linden Boulevard. We came to a light, I think near Rockaway Avenue, and I was in the middle lane. And to my left was a van, a little in front of me, and an automobile to my left. When we came to the light, I noticed the man in the automobile got out of his car, went in the trunk, put something in his pocket, and then went to the van in front of him and punched the man in the jaw. And the man came out, and they began to fight. I expected to hear gunshots. Brothers and sisters, we live in a time where the anger of the people and the intolerance of the people is so high that you are liable to lose your life if you step on someone's toe or look at somebody the wrong way. This is the time in which we live. Brothers and sisters, I'm warning you, don't bluff people. We like to bluff. Driving in our car. Someone driving the car next to us does something that we don't like. We run behind them. Run to the side of them. Look at them. Stare at them. Dare them to do something. One day they're going to take your dare and get out the car. What you going to do? You have to ask yourself, brothers and sisters, is it worth it? La taghdab. If you're not willing to go all the way, ask yourself the question. He gets out of his car. He pulls out a gun. You pull out a gun. He shoots at you. You shoot him. You kill him. Then what? You killed him because he did what? He drove in front of you, in front of your car. And you know something? Most of us do it. We bluff. Stop bluffing. The time we live in now is too dangerous. Someone does something to you, doesn't hurt you, just say something to you, let it go. If you're not willing to go all the way and it's not worth going all the way, let talk that. Control your anger. In the Mashadidu Ladi, Yamliku Nafsahu and Al Ghadab. A strong person is that person who can control themselves when they are angry. Now, brothers and sisters, let me get to the crux of my talk today, inshaAllah, and then we make prayer and then we go. The Prophet is not asking us not to become angry. In fact, some of you brothers need to become angry. Some of us need to become angry. For instance, I get very angry when a brother abuses his wife. Some brothers pump iron, go to the gym, work out, run miles. Big men, 6'3", 6'5", 200 pounds, some work out martial arts, big time martial arts man, big time boxer, yet his little wife, he punches her in the mouth, or he beats her, he brutalizes her. Now I get angry at that. I get angry every time I walk down the street and somebody offer us drugs, crack. Now, some of you don't get angry because maybe you take a little bit of crack. And I'm ashamed to say Muslims taking drugs. And I'm going to continue to repeat that until we drive it out of us, inshallah. You see, brothers and sisters, when we see our Muslim brothers selling un-Islamic material, selling bear, we should get angry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother, don't sell that bear. Don't sell that drug. We're trying to invite the people to Islam. Don't do that. We need to get angry. We need to get angry when we see all these women walking down the street half naked. We should be getting angry. But some won't get angry because they're too busy looking and enjoying what they see. We want to begin to get angry for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even brothers, we should get angry with our own wives and daughters who are not dressing appropriately. And the sisters who come to the masjid and they're not dressed appropriately, we should begin to get angry. Controlled anger. And we don't want to like that our sisters are not dressed appropriately. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, we can't get angry because we like what we see. That's haram. In my conclusion, I would like to leave for you brothers and sisters something to think about. You see, anger has its consequences. Some of you today right now are divorced because of anger. Couldn't control your anger. Some of you are on the verge of divorce because you can't control your anger. You see, brothers and sisters, there's consequences to anger. One of the sad consequences of anger is divorce. Even bloodshed. Even sometimes fatal. Ask any police officer. Near the acts of violence in our homes or our society, right in the home. Husband abusing wife, parents abusing children, Muslim abusing Muslim brother, Muslim sister abusing a Muslim sister. Why? Inability to control themselves when they were angry. Now, brothers and sisters, the two things that we have to control, our tongue and our hands. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Muslimu, من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. A Muslim is one whom other Muslims are saved by their tongues and their hands. Some of our women, brothers, are not afraid of men in the street, but are terrorized by their own husbands in the house. Some of our children, terrorized by their parents. So please, brothers and sisters, your hands and your tongue, be careful. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't aim a weapon at your Muslim brother. Why? Because you don't know when Shaitan will make you or force you or incite you to do something to your Muslim brother and sister. Don't even play with it. Don't play with a gun pointing at your brother and sister and say, oh, it's not loaded. No! Not even an unloaded gun. Don't pass it. Don't point it to your family members. Don't point it to your Muslim brother and sister. Don't take a knife and play. You're joking around, you're playing around, and point the knife at your brother, Muslim brother or sister. Don't do it. Brothers and sisters, I know many cases. People playing turned into fighting. Or people are playing, and all of a sudden, they didn't know the gun was loaded. And so they shoot the gun. Many tragic cases, you hear about it. Be very careful. Never point a weapon at your brother or your sister. Never do that. Brothers and sisters, many people will land in hellfire because of what they did with their hands. Not only that, what they did with their tongue. I'm going to leave you with this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. من يضمن لي ما بين لحيه وما بين رجليه أضمن له الجنة. Whoever can guarantee to see me what's between his two jaws and his two legs, I will guarantee for him paradise. If you can guarantee the control of your tongue and the control of your private parts, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will guarantee you paradise. Can you control it? I leave this with you, brothers and sisters. This is my admonition. Laysa shadidu bisur'ah. The strong person is not the one who can throw other people to the ground. The Prophet Muhammad, brothers and sisters, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is giving us the essence of power and control. It's not the control of other people. It's the control of yourself. That's the whole idea. So if you want to change the society, the idea is not physical strength. The key, control of self. In the Masjidu Ladi Yamliku Nafsahu and Al Ghadab. A strong person is that person who controls themselves when they're angry. Now let me say this to you, brothers and sisters, as we conclude. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فيكون خيرا أو ليسموت. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him say a good word or remain silent. That's the key. Right now, brothers and sisters, as I conclude, ask yourself, when is the last time you had an argument? Right before you came to Juma, this morning after Fajr prayer, last night after Isha prayer, when did the last time you have an argument with your mate? How did it go? Was it successful? Did you go upside the sister's head? Did she hit you? She push you? She throw something at you? You throw something at her? Brothers and sisters, when you feel yourself becoming angry, say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say a good word, Ali Yasmut, or remain silent. You see, brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said don't get angry. But the key can be found in Quran. Tilka hududullah fa la ta'taduha. And these are the boundaries of Allah, just don't go beyond them. Are you allowed to talk when you argue? Yes, you are. But what should you say? Fayakun khayra. Only say that which is good. Sometimes we argue, brothers and sisters, we lie. And we say things to hurt each other. And you know something? Believe me, that psychological scar sometimes is more potent than a gun or a knife. Sometimes the things you say digs in a person, and you put a barrier that you can never tear down again because of what you say out of your mouth. And I want to warn you, brothers and sisters, you've got to be careful what you say with this tongue. You know why? Because some things you say to each other actually represent a du'a. Hear what I'm telling you? What's a du'a? It's a supplication. It's a prayer. If your husband tells you, sister, or your wife tells you, brother, go to hell, that's a du'a. That's a supplication. And the prophet said, be careful because you never know when Allah will answer your prayer. There are times, there are days, there are hours when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the prayer. So you up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you tell your mate, go to hell. And Allah hears the prayer. The dua goes to Allah and He answers your prayer. I wish something happened to you. I wish you would die. You don't really mean it. But at that moment, you're sincere. And then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here's your dua. You've got to be careful with your tongue. You must control your tongue. And sisters, by the same way women are intimidated by the muscles of men, the fists of men, the bodies of men, some of our brothers, uneducated, actually are intimidated by the tongues of their wives. You ever notice sometimes, sister, you want to argue, your husband don't want to argue? Sister, no, no, leave me alone. I don't want to argue. Well, I just said that. Oh, no, no, listen, I don't want to argue. Let's talk about it later. No, I don't talk to me now. I don't want to argue with you. Women, get out of my face. Well, you get out of my face. All of a sudden, the man who was silent wanted to walk away. You grabbed him. You provoked him. You incited him. And now you wonder why the man is fighting you. No excuse, brother. I don't excuse it. I'm not excusing a man ever abusing his wife. Never. No, never. You must control yourself. You are the man. But brother, if you feel like you want to punch her, get up and walk out the house. But before you do that, do what the Prophet said. It works. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Shaitan been created a fire. And when you argue, brother and sister, Shaitan is right there. You talking to your wife, talking to your husband, all of a sudden Shaitan is there. And you're saying things that you don't mean. Why? Shaitan is whispering, inciting you to say this about your husband, this about your wife. He said, go make wudu. For water extinguishes fire. How many of you, when you argue this morning, said, let me go make wudu? We don't do it. We read the hadith, but we don't do it. Why? Do it. And believe me, you're going to argue again. Try before the sun sets today. You're going to get in an argument with somebody. Control it. First ask yourself, do I need to argue? If you don't need to argue, cut it out. Submit to, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. I apologize. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Forgive me. But if you must argue and you feel losing control, go make wudu. Try it. And then the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you're standing up, sit down. Does work, brothers and sisters. How many of us try it, though? Let's believe in the hadith that we preach and we recite. All of us, Imam, Qadi, Al-Alim, Hafiz al-Quran, all of us study, we read hadith, we read the words of the Prophet, but then when it comes time to apply it, we don't apply it. When are you going to apply it? So the next time you argue tonight, brother, And please don't go home and pick an argument. But if you argue, do it. Sit down. And if you're sitting down, arguing, lay down. Believe me, brothers and sisters, you can't argue laying down. It's hard. Try it. Try it. Argue. Lay down with somebody in your back and try to argue with somebody. You feel silly. But try it. When are we going to do it? We have all the hadith. When we do it. Inshallah, the next time we argue, we want to try it. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ لَا تَعْدَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries of Allah. Don't go past them. Brother and sister, if you argue with each other, always tell the truth in the argument. Don't lie. Don't say things to hurt each other. We're brothers. That sister is your wife. That brother is your husband. Be very, very careful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to control ourselves when we're angry. May Allah bless us, those who tend to get angry very quickly, to get that anger out of us. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to appease our anger. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those whom we argue with can see us getting angry and don't incite us to anger. Don't provoke us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the husbands and wives to come closer together, the parents and the children to come closer together, the brotherhood to come closer together, the ummah.
مِنَّا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَعْفُرْ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الحمد لله رب العالمين قامت الصلاة